Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
We'll
come back from all the services we have passed through. And we thank God for them. He has upheld us. We are going to move on with another service. You first greet of your brethren and wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, through the seven spirits of God, which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. As you speak Revelations 1:4, that they come from the one who was, who is, and the one going to come, which come from the seven spirits of God, and those make fullness of the Holy Spirit. We thank him, O King of Kings, adding us time under the sun, and he helps us, and we use it well. Praise Jesus much. Every time we come for fellowship, God adds us light of knowledge of his word, and it lightens us, and we move well in this world, and we please him. We still move on with the part one of the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the Azotas, and the Urim, the spiritual transports. And we see them under the other heading, God revealing me the call, the covenant, and his glory
on
the nation of Uganda in this era of
Eddy,
as it was on Israel and BC through the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus much. That's where we held part one of the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible.
Part one,
this part one, we see that this journey of heavens, the heavens was made with a rim above, which made of the first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
We
are about to go and see it. And still in the rim above,
we
shall see the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, store of all spirits, those created and given bodies on the world. And in the rim above,
we
shall see the third created heaven, which has the garden of God, the garden of God, and his throne, even of 24 elders.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. And in the rim below, part one of the journey of heaven, we see the fourth created heaven, the fourth created heaven, in its appearance, and it is circular, and we see briefly the things in it, like seven things.
We've
so far winded up three of them. The first one we saw is fourth created heaven, how it is circular in appearance, and it's hard as iron.
We
studied it in Genesis chapter 1, in the verse 6 and 7, and the many other scriptures. When we finished that, we moved on to see the stars, the sun, and the moon in the firmament of the heaven, the fourth created heaven. That we
looked
to Genesis chapter 1, and the verse 14 and 20. He moved the sun, the moon, and the stars, and gave them works. First, to count for us season and times, the hour, the day, the month, and the years. Praise Jesus much. Even to praising him, some works the sun, the star, and the moon they do. And we saw that they are living. The third work we saw, the sun and the moon, they move on to store the weapons of God on the day of his coming back,
and
the day of seeing wrath. We saw much on that. After we went to our third point, as we see in the fourth created heaven, in the rim below, we saw of hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits, one who refused to believe and obey him, those who refused to repent to him. Look to 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 to 21, and we saw the prison of God, where
he
is imprisoned all rebellious spirits. And we look at that is hell.
According
to Luke chapter 16, 18 to 25. And we got explained that hell is only the kingdom of the stars. And when you open it up, the sun, the moon cannot give their light. According to Revelation 9, the verse
1
to down. Move on, see armies of angels working in hell. To make punishment there.
Are
200 billions. According to Revelation 9 and the verse 16. They are led by angel Abaddon. According to Revelation 9:11. Now we saw much what happens in hell. In the way they take our spirits of the rebellious. The angel of death. Gives them to the angel of hell. According to Revelation 6, the verse 7 and 8. Those are what we've briefly seen so far in the rim below, the fourth created heaven. We are going on our fourth point. Things we see in the fourth created heaven, in the rim below. We are going to see of principalities. The principalities,
Satan
and his angels,
Satan
and his fallen angels,
those
known as the demons. And there are three headquarters.
Or
there are three major bases.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We are going to see of principalities, Satan, the devil, and his fallen angels, and those known as the demons. And there are three major bases. First is in the kingdom of the stars.
Underground.
The second is in the underground, and they dig under the ground in the underground bunkers. Then the third is under the water, under the ocean. You're going to see where Satan bases and his fallen angels and the demons to move around trouble of the world.
You
worship demons in your clans and thought they are your late relatives, and you're going to move on to get explained of it, that you are on Satan the devil and his fallen angels. Those appear demons of the dead and the principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The entire world, this is the Satan who troubles us, but he has his three bases where he is best to wreak havoc on the world. If you know
where
they best to do all that, it will help you so much to fight Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Strike
their bases, they best to wreak havoc where they base and they deceive the entire world. They appear as demons of clans
or
your people who died from the body. Going to understand those bases in this our journey of heaven, moved in the Bible, that God revealed, showed a blessing by the nation of Uganda in the call and the covenant,
in
his glory on the nation of Uganda, where God blessed us to reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Spoke
in the Matthew 13, 9
unto 17,
that he blessed us, blessing of knowing secrets of kingdom of heaven, to reveal them to nations. No, Satan troubled the world for a long time. But people don't know where he bases. Hayden is going to help you in things we see in the realm below. The fourth created heaven, which is such in appearance. In our fourth point we see the principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, who appear as demons over clans. And there are three bases.
He
said the first base is only the kingdom of the stars. The second base
underwater,
found in the underwater, under the ocean.
Or
even false prophets go there, and the false apostles.
So
and you're going to see the drama down there in those places. And the third base,
underground.
It's called the underground bankers.
Underground,
they are built in there, where they are based to attack this world. Praise Jesus much. Help you know even the types of the devils, the three types of the devils.
They are
those called the evil birds,
and they
are those called the demons,
and
they are those called evil spirits. Praise Jesus much. You're going to know all that briefly in this topic. Praise Jesus much. The Bible first explains us
from
the base of the devils and his fallen angels, the demons, those known as principalities.
You're
the major base in the kingdom of the stars, the first base.
And
the Bible says in the Obadiah, in the chapter 1, verse 2 and 4, and it explains like this. Obadiah chapter 1 from verse 3.
Amalala agomu mutima guo gakuchamiza. Gwazimba mbiwukwe biomuruazi. Gwatula waguru. Ayogera mutima guonti ania linzisa wansi. Olinyolokuna. Newankuba dengo olinya muguru nge mpongo. Erech sucho ngachiteke wakati mumunyenye.
Have you
heard well? He has the pride of his heart, Satan.
He
said to rise high above. In the BC, these stars you see in the firmament of the heavens, these stars you are seeing, that's why he had put his clefts in the kingdom of the stars. The stars are big as we first saw, and they are bigger than our planet. Now they build within them. In the eras before, they built there their clefts. When they came from heavens, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heavens, in the realm above,
they
came in both their bases in the kingdom of the stars, and they based there and they attacked humanity on the world. But in the entire BC, they did it while they were still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and they come from there, come in their major base, kingdom of the stars, where they speak principalities. And they came to attack people on the world. And they made another base, two bases on the world.
Underground.
Underground.
Underwater.
And underwater. Or under the ocean. And to dig the under the ground, under the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
it's like this, brethren. The era of BC,
yes,
for the birth of Christ on earth,
Satan's
angels are able to go to heavens and they came down on the world. But after BC, after death and resurrection of Jesus, what we call
Eddie,
Satan and his angels are chased in heavens, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
So, those
who remained not imprisoned, they still use that base in the kingdom of the stars. even under the ocean, when you hear people go under the ocean to get power there, they still have that base there.
Underground,
have the underground bankers. Maybe on the top you have a city built.
Yet,
them to build under the ground, they have their city there. And you get to be careful. Those who tell you we went to heaven, but that heaven, and they are still building it.
Most
born in principalities in the kingdom of the stars. Others
underwater,
under the water where they're still building. He showed them a fake heaven. Others are taken under the ground. The underground bankers. The devil's best to move on this world. God showed them to be the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible.
A
special call on this nation.
How
we blessing in the midst of the world.
Knowing
secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
And
reveal them to all nations. Blessing to make many inherit the kingdom of God. Nations blessings of works of their hands. Praise Jesus
much.
Now in this kingdom of the stars. Now when you get out there. In the night. In the day when you fall in a long pit down there, you will see the stars up there giving light.
No,
you may think this time the stars are not giving light, but they are giving their light. As we dig in toilet pit latrines, and when you dig a pit down deep in the ground, above it there is darkness, and then you see the stars during day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in the kingdom of the stars, that's where there is a major first base, where the devil's base to attack the world.
And
worked much with scientists in these days.
Technology
of different forms. Involved to corrupt the world. And we have to be careful.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These we study are not these days claim that what concerns the space. But we speak of the journey of heavens. My journey and your journey. The journey of salvation. How do you move to go up there? And how do you come back?
In this
time we see principalities who can hinder you. In the firmament up there, the principalities, Satan, the devil, and his fallen angels, who appear as demons of the clans. In their three bases. Let's first see the first base.
On
the first headquarter.
On
the kingdom of the stars. As
they've
written Obadiah. Obadiah chapter 1. Let's read from verse 2 and 4. Obadiah chapter 1 from verse 2.
Lava. Nkufudo mutom mawanga. Onyome wanyogwe. Olinyolwokusatu. Amalala ag'omu mutima gwo gakukyamizza. Gwazimba mbuyuku ebyolwazi. Gwatuula waggulu. Ayogera mu mutima gwe nti ani alinzisa wansi. Olinyolwokuna. Newankubadde ng'olinnya mu ggulu ng'empungu. Era ekisu kyo nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye. Ndikussa wansi oveeyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
one who is chief in pride
and
all filth. Build a base in the Jerusalem of heaven. Even though they had captured homelands of Jerusalem, which called the homeland of Beryl, and they named it Babylon.
As
you shall see when you reach Jerusalem of heaven. But they saw the base very far. To base in the city up there. And you come attack humanity on this world.
And build
the base in the kingdom of the stars. In the firmament of the heaven. The fourth created heaven. To be created.
And
build those bases. Initially they were
created.
But as I speak of now. They are cities. The scientists go there so much. We are seeing a city up in the sky. Don't be confused of those issues. The prophet once spoken of is Satan himself. He will put houses where he resides up there, together with his fallen angels, and appear as demons of the day in this world. When Bible speaks of Satan, Isaiah 14 and the verse
9,
it speaks of him like this.
Isaiah
14 from verses 9.
Amagombe wansiga gugumuka kululuo okusinka nangoja. Gagoloko sabafu kululuo. Abakulu bonna bensi. Gayimusiza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe. Olinyole 10. Abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti era nawo ofuuse munafunga fe. Ofananyizibwa nga fe. Olinyole 10 n'olumu. Ekitiibwa kyo kisibwa emagombe. N'eddoboozi ery'ennangazo. Ekitiibwa kyo kisibwa emagombe. N'eddoboozi ery'ennangazo. Envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo. Era envunyu zikubiseeko. Olunyole 12. Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lusifa. Emunyeenye ey'enkya. Omwana ow'enkya. Ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka.
You
hear what he used to do? That is Lucifer.
This
is how you've fallen from heaven. You call yourself the morning star. Religions having the signs of the stars. They are the Muslims. Sign of the star and the sun. And the moon. Even the Catholics. You will see on behind of
Mary.
The one called Mary.
Like
a sun with the stars within it. They move on to worship the principality.
And
the many others do that.
As
sign we shall speak of.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But from long Satan,
he
moved on to call himself the star.
And
these stars we hear of today. You do know what you try to depict. The truth is like this. He's proud.
Had
his Lucifer, his real names, before he became Satan, the contender against God, and before he became the devil, the devil of the accuser.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He was called Lucifer. But he was proud. He put himself up in the sky.
And
built his clefts there. For there are no more clefts now. Now they are cities.
He's
always shown different films.
People
pointed to half cities in the sky. Not that they are lying.
But
check in humanity to see whether anyone understands among them. And they discover people don't understand. And they don't know what is moving on. If you move on, in the Isaiah 40, moves on to speak of his pride, the pride of Satan,
where he
puts base in the clefts of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven. Isaiah
14,
verses 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu. Gwe Lusifa emunyeenye ey'enkya, omwana ow'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga. Olunyole 13. N'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti, ndirinnya mu ggulu, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye za Katonda. Era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina, ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiika obwa kkono.
Obulidde gye yeeragira okutuula.
You heard where he was vying to sit.
Eri ku kitebe kyewa.
Right in his base.
Eri mu munye.
In the stars.
Kankule singa Katonda akuyambako lumu.
God helps you one day.
Naakutwalako ku kitebe ekyo.
And he takes you to that base. in the kingdom of the stars. That base is not one. I show you the general base of the devils and his fallen angels appear as demons of glands,
where
based to spy on every person in the world.
Because
someone is above you, he sees you from the area of you, and they see mark every movement of yours. Now you as church, you want to attack Satan very well. Know where his base is. Strike right at his base.
Our
army of angels of bottomless pits. Angels are Abaddon of the chains. They were in the same territory. Remember, when we see of hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, also in the kingdom of the stars.
Now,
these ones themselves, the principalities,
Satan
and his fallen angels, them to build bases in the kingdom of the stars.
But
when you enter prayer of war and you just cross them,
in your
bottomless pits of hell with the chains, cross the kingdom of the stars and seek for the of the evil spirits, the fallen angels, those led by Satan and Jezebel, and you begin warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Michael
from Jerusalem of heavens, and the angel of fire, and the war moves on. But before you strike Satan,
don't know
where he bases to attack you. Go hide in his bases and he comes back for you tomorrow. Praise Jesus much.
So bases,
now those bases, they are there.
It's
very hard to realize them if there was not the journey of heavens.
It was
impossible immediately. That's why I said the journey of heaven is more in the Bible. God to reveal the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation of Uganda. And that glory,
God,
that blessing given us, the kingdom of heaven, and reveal them to nations.
There are
some of secrets I speak to you like today. Ever since the world existed, a few people discovered
basis
of Satan, basis to attack the world. Yet himself, the enemy of this world,
I
think you know that well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We as the church moved on to fight him.
Yet
didn't know where his bases are.
Our
fighting style was not good. After you know where Satan bases, begin to send those who terrify, angels who terrify and haunt them,
and
say, look from their bases. You
haunt
and terrify them there. In the sky, in the stars, under the ocean,
underground,
even the underground
bar,
you attack there, terrify demons, fallen angels,
in
the name of Jesus,
and
you strike their bases. Someone discover they know, you know their bases where they base to attack you. They say, I'm finished.
If
they discover you're powerful, they know
when
church was given authority to chase all the demons. The problem it has, they don't know basis of the demons. Neither their tricks, even the way to fight,
it
became a problem to us. It's what has hindered Satan and his fallen angels, demons in the midst of the world. Given authority to bind them.
We
didn't know how to, we have to do it.
It
required us to discover those bases. Where are they? Where do they base?
After
we discover where they base,
strike
them right from their bases. These which come on heads of the living, those in the clans, nations, and languages, even in the clay, if you chase them and they go on their base and they sit to plan for another attack.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we want to tell you, by God's given us this authority through the journey of heaven for revealing His glory and the call of the nation Uganda,
real
secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Satan has no way to hide. God created it.
It
knows everywhere it is found.
So,
now, to join on the
John
of Heaven moved in the Bible, that they were seen, they are read as the Bible shows them.
Yes,
it's the reason why, if you are being told, as if we preach to you, I saw like this. This is in this place. Yet the Bible directs you. I say what? The Bible itself,
map.
It's a map which shows all heaven and the world. In their fullness, even above the heavens. Map was just written down. You know,
map just
written down. If you can't read it, there must be
these
navigators of heaven.
And
they read it for you, explain it, interpret it. And they say, you see, here there is that according to this,
right,
this is found in this and this place.
But
the navigators of heavens, they must have the Holy Spirit who reveals the words of God. Proverbs 1:23,
he
says, accept my rebuke,
I'll
pour my spirit on you,
I'll
draw you to understand my words.
Now
the spirit was already powered.
Navigator
is revealing and interpreting.
He
reads and directs you. You want no principalities where they are
Bikura.
Open.
We'll
read in your Bible you're holding.
He
directs you everything.
We
are taken off navigators of heavens who are right.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
So, Basitani bano.
Now these devils.
Singo maranozu era katika
nkubuli. Let me tell you.
Echimu kuiba sinzo batisa ni omulembo
omupia. What threatening them about the new generation?
Kubanga tumanyide da buli cheba kola na waje bachisinzira.
What they do and where they best to do it.
Era mamanyi obakole
fujo. And if they wreak havoc,
natubarumbira opaka kubitebe.
Attack them to their bases.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
Tugenda fafaganya emizimu.
I'm going to devastate demons.
Till
they lack a place to rest, they have to be bound in a bottomless pit, in the prison hell.
You
don't know how they messed up all clans, nations, and languages in the world. Praise Jesus much.
So, in Zechariah chapter 1,
in Zechariah chapter 1, in the verse 18 and to 21, they say there are horns. Demons.
And they are
Satan
and
Jezebel.
They
are the fallen angels.
And they
don't accept anyone understand things of heaven.
Make
them be their best in the stars.
And
the time you
want to think of it,
you feel things are heavy. You feel you want to sort in your understanding. When you think of God in heaven, you feel dizzy. The wires want to sort in your mind. They are in the sky. They connect on every human head who has no spirit of God,
who
tries to raise a hand and understand things of heavens.
It
may want to get a revelation
and
feel where did God come from, and you feel as if you're sorting in your brain. The word wants to exhaust in your brain. Now they put powers of darkness through which passes all magic. That's why one of magic does like that.
They
and they pick a matatu cards. They get it from the sky and they pick it from, and they pick it from here and they make for you eggs. You get them from here. If they have not put projectors, they would have showed them. That's what's moving on the world.
So
men built in the sky above us. We need to beat them.
As
given authority, but how is it? And those we beat, where are they? Where do they base?
You
want to beat them, those big heads. You know they protrude them, those big heads. You display our projector. Someone would have seen those who hunt them, how they appear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's
put
in the Zechariah.
Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 18.
Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 18.
Nenyimusa amaso gange nentunula era laba amayimba ana olunyole 19 nengamba malaika yali ayogera nange nti agomachi
njayimusa amaso gembwengula
raised up his eyes up in the sky.
Araba amayembe
he saw horns.
Omanyi manyi amayembe bulijogwe
mugule yo, not the horns you always buy outside there.
Temugula nga chintu chona chirala
okujako ba malaika abagwa anything else except the fallen angels. They are the ones they call horns. Now these horns.
You think
a horn of a cow. Of a goat.
Is
what was beating children of God. And he raised his eyes to see. But they can't accept him raising eyes. Others they come to be saved. I'll get mad. You will not get mad if
you
be saved in the truth. Already you have protection. Those leading you in that salvation, they know what to do to give you enough protection. As they lifted him up,
he
looks things in the sky.
Mama.
My goodness. Listen very well.
Zechariah 1
verse
19. Ningamba malaika yayogera nange nti agomachi. Nanziramu nti ganoge mayembe agasasanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusalemi. Olinyo olwabiri. Mukama nanjolesa bawesi bana. Abiri mulumu. Nenjogera nti abo bajja kukola ki. Nayogera nti ganoge mayembe agasasanya Yuda. Omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasaggula okusuula mayembe g'amawanga agayimusizanga ejjembe lyabwe ku nsi ya Yuda okugisaasaanya.
Owulidde butereevu.
You had straight.
Muyimusa amaaso n'alengera abamasaza.
I see principalities.
And
they are called in the form of horns, not of gods, not of cows. These are fallen angels, demons. They try to base in the sky, not to accept anyone, raise their heads, even to get back to sanity, to understand they came from heaven.
Not
ever raise their head in heaven.
They
alone, they can't accept you.
Philippians 3:20.
Your home is heaven. But you feel your home
Masaka.
Is Masaka in Uganda.
They
can't accept you to enter it in your head. Your home is heaven. I don't feel that in me.
They
wrapped a human being
based in the sky.
They covered their home heavens. Yet on earth they can speak. Our Father is in heaven. And they can't ask. We, if he's in heaven, our Father. We children, what are we doing on the world?
They
don't leave any researching in you. What concerns heaven? What they built above you in the sky. In the kingdom of the stars,
and
put major best there. They can't accept you raise a head. They have showed us four craftmen
in
the four groups of angels who fight wars. There is angel Abaddon, angel Michael of fire,
and
angel of counsel. Those who count maps.
And
these have gone to terrify them. The horns which throw nations. Why did it involve terrifying? Because they have bases where they hide. And you pray a prayer and nothing, they are hidden in their business. They put upon themselves shields. Nothing even affects them. You cannot even direct an angel to attack, to terrify. But you are, I attack, I terrify, I break them. You think you're attacking them. You know, Zachariah, they showed him. And those who came to terrify them. Not him go terrify them.
The
four craft men you see, they come to terrify the horn scattering nations. If you enter prayer,
God's
shown you those who terrify. You send army of those who terrify.
Count
the demons, fallen angels, the principalities they hide under the ocean.
Underground,
the underground bankers, on the heads of people, in the animals, in the clefts of different mountains of the world. Now they would like a space to sit. And the angels who terrify, and they are too much on them. Remember, it's you evolved yourself. You see where you are out there. They are out there, principalities. Here they were coming on the world. They plan to see how they ruin a human being. And they took away all thinking and understanding of the people that their father is in heaven. And they have to go back to heaven. Every time you want to think things of heavens. And disconnect you from that.
And
thoughts of heavens don't delay in human heads. As they are thinking of heavens. But who has yet the devils feed them that information.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We don't know why they build in the sky. They put powers of darkness up there. You can preach
on
the world 10 years and you preach heaven, you are a man. And they have not perverted you. You know principalities.
What is your prosperity?
There is also prosperity. These are neighbors.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Principalities. The prince of the air. They are also principality. They are nearer to each other.
You
know, Satan is a businessman.
He
even buys off souls as
well.
And most of you, your souls had been bought off.
Those
apostles and prophets, they sold you and they got wealth for themselves. And you find you are an empty head, they sold you already. You know Michael Jackson sold his soul. One day he sang
in sold my soul to the devil. Ememe
yange ewasitani. Now you see, now you move this world. You don't know this world. You are in a dream. You don't know what is moving on. Now we are waking you up with the light of the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. As Obadiah has told us, they built in the sky.
We
need to know these bases. We use our authority. Matthew 18:18. And he says like this. Matthew 18:18.
Mazima mbagamba nti byonabye mulisiba ku nsi birisibibwa mu ggulu. Era byonabye mulisumulula ku nsi.
We're given authority to cause demons be bound. Yes, praise Jesus, man.
Say
what you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven.
Not
that demons are in heaven, it will be bound there. And we bound it on earth. Say we on the world, we work with angels in heaven in our praying. Send armies of angels and we are on the world. Because Satan be bound and his fallen angels, those demons of clans, demons breaking half under the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Uses rebellious children who rebel against the word of God.
But
when we bind, we say bind angel of chain, and he binds. Don't know what he binds, he gets it from where?
Who
he takes them where?
Where
we've started of hell, the prison of God. Attack of base of demons.
If
we want to cause them be bound. Every place where they are. Angels terrify all demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, you see, they took over all clans.
They
are thinking they worship their dead relatives. Yet, they are on fallen angels. They first bewitched all the heads. And they say, they are winds of the clans. Yet, they lead ahead the prince of the power of air. Praise Jesus much. Now those, if you don't know them, that is the victory of Satan. Satan passes through our ignorance and he overcomes us. After we know him, he no more can stand us. They reign in darkness. Darkness of ignorance. When they know you don't know them,
they've
already taken over advantage on you. And they take advantage in schemes. Con you, where are you coming from? In the mountains. On the mountain of this place. Elgon Mountain is where we live. They con you, they have major bases. They cannot speak of them.
And
they con you, where you buried me.
Montana.
In the grave. They pre-penetrated in me. Penetrated you, you came with it here. Have you seen them? They look at people in it. They look at them as animals to drink blood from. They are in the sky. And there are those who never come from there. Those in the group of the evil birds. And they still have wings. Without wings and they are few. These are in the underwater. In the underground bunkers. And these which are very weak. Which are on hands of the people and of human beings. Of animals. Praise Jesus much. All those who are to look in them. Praise Jesus much. But what you have to know. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 it says, but since we found
the
spiritual wars,
we've
never fought with flesh and blood. Those we fight with are not our colleagues, these are principalities.
Prince
of the power of the air of. Then there is that they call dark magic, that which made much magic under the sun, bases up there, and they get play cards from there, and they play them from the sky, they pick them, and they bring play cards and all cards come. And they play them, mix them up. And they make you bath.
Yet,
even people I won't move on, do that drama. Let's read in Ephesians. They have been showing you here. Now they were blaspheming. Jesus made fish. It is got in a bucket.
He's
pouring fish through the magic. He poured a trailer of fish. You don't know what is on this world.
Yeah,
that power bases where the power of darkness. You who are called demons of clans, nations, and languages. I prove to you those have never been your colleagues. Those you lived with on the world. Those who unclothed the body. Initially we saw where they were taken in hell. These who scratch you. Those are principalities. Satan. And his fallen angels. And they have bases. I saw these bases, I was surprised. They are looking how they corrupt everything in the world. To corrupt humanity. Every thought in their head coming is corrupted. They built above you and under you. Now a human being thinks they are on the world eating food that it is peace.
They
dropped them above them and under them to destroy them.
Here
in the sky there is a major base. Even under your earth,
underground
bankers, even under the ocean they trapped you from there,
they
see you something which is there to be destroyed. You run quick to Jesus in the shortest time.
He's
the one to give you authority on all these demons, the fallen angels. Not that you have no authority at all. And they will destroy you.
You
end up in hell together with them.
Not
the major work of Satan to kill. He kept still to kill. He first tells you. And let me ask a question.
Satan,
has he ever stolen from you to take you somewhere?
He
stole all your mind and put in you whatever he wants, which is his. Yet you are there, but he stole you.
You
sleep in your home, you think you're there. Yet he stole you long time. You think you're going in life.
Because
you are in destruction together with him. And they say Satan came to steal. He first steals and kills and takes to destruction. Ask, how did he steal you? For you even see yourself there. Even those in the world, they see themselves, they are there. Yet he stole them long time. He stole them. The rightful thinking, he stole it from them.
And
put in them all evil thoughts. Find someone working for them, they will be buried. They fight for a burial ground where they will be buried.
Yet
that is the person who came from heaven. They came on the world, they brought nothing here. But they corrupted them. If they base up in the sky, let's read we here. Ephesians 6:12. We fight with principalities.
At
the time you hear principalities, you know their base where it is. Obadiah 1 has spoken of it. Obadiah 1, verse 4, as so they built in the sky. Principalities, they are led by Satan and Jezebel, even the group of his fallen angels who appears demons of clans.
Ephesians 6:12.
You
hear
these authorities, they reign over the world in darkness of this world. Not darkness of night. Darkness of ignorance.
The
spiritual wickedness.
You know,
I don't know whether in Uganda you have that also.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They have told us we fight with principalities, the rulers, those who reign in the darkness of this world. He says like this.
We wrestle not against flesh
and blood,
but against principalities, against powers, against the lures of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places.
Have you heard those words?
We
fight with an old flesh and blood.
They
are closed flesh and blood where you are.
These are the
demons of your clans.
Wabura,
but
abamasaza,
principalities of the sky, those of powers of darkness,
bamanyi no,
they are mighty and powerful.
They
have powers of darkness. We shall show you where this sprung from. These are rulers who reign in the darkness. Bring you the darkness of ignorance. It
involves
to blind your understanding. Don't remember you came from heaven. But you are of this world. You have even altars of your home. And you say we originate from this specific location of
home.
You move like a Muganda.
And
rapted, you think you speak what holds wisdom. Those are the ones. They are honorable up in the sky. I saw plans of the devils. I got surprised.
Sit
on this world. What place are we? What are we on? Let's get back. They have
said
rulers of darkness of this world
who
work unto the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. They best there to bewitch you. They can bewitch you in the dreams. You have to dig on the graveyards of your grandfather
and wake up.
They are putting in you their past in the spiritual world. They bewitch someone
and
no more hold sanity, no their home. They best in the sky and they use powers of darkness to trouble this world. You find people and they started much in the flesh. They have different qualifications. They cannot even understand their home where they came from in heaven.
They
can study all books under the sun. Principalities don't trouble you.
Study
mathematics and you can't lick your
legs,
but they can't accept you to study the Bible and you know your home is in heaven. The Bible is not a big book per se, which makes people harden to read. Is it not that? According to the books they have read, but that scientist fell mad. What they do, they put their powers of darkness.
No time
to sit in the word of God. One who explains it, they have no spirit of God.
But
them from explaining things of heaven. You may be even on pulpits.
They
want to speak of heaven. And they connect on them. And they give them what they want. That's called dark magic. Powers of darkness.
Discover
you have a desiring in you. A desire of the world and things in it.
They
are connecting on you. It's easy. You've come to speak other things.
And
on the pulpit, they put on you theirs. and the pastoral spirit of wickedness to tell you strengthen yourself to God.
He gives
you a spirit of mighty. One
us
is greater than the one in the world. If you don't know that, the
much
under the sun, under the sun, you did get those to explain us of things. When we get the gospel, we get the gospel of food, houses and the clothing, and moving nations.
That
Satan says he has no problem. Preach them to that, yet they are dying, finishing.
If you
begin to preach truth to people,
and
build nakedness of Satan, Satan's heart begins to affect him.
They begin
to take away darkness where we reign by. They reign over nations, all of them, right from the infant child of the womb. Yet they use powers of darkness in the darkness of ignorance.
They
can't accept you even to know. Let me tell you, see, you may say you are thinking, you may even think you know. The truth is, if you don't know the word of God, there is no knowledge you're having. What you have, which you call knowledge, it's a shadow.
And
when you reach in heaven, no one will ask you why you failed mathematics. Why did you fail science? Let me tell you. Why did you reject the word of God? No one will ask them. Why did you fail mathematics in school? Is it not that? See how you have time
to study the
things of the world, knowing God you don't want.
And
if you sit down, you
said
that you'll be searching of everything, yet the book of God you fail on it.
And
you did know who was above you to hinder you all this. They are principalities. These days they have built their fleets. They knock on this world. Call them the green men.
Call
the men with the big heads. The aliens. Those are probably this world. The fallen angels. Now they have said, what's most important? The reigning darkness of this world. That darkness. It's not the time of night.
It's
darkness of ignorance. Covered on the world, no one knows them. Though they work with America,
China,
Russia and the other nations,
them
to have never known whom they are working with.
Already,
those who go to the ocean, they go.
Bankers, underground
bankers, they have them. Even those that met in the sky, they meet them. They cannot tell you a secret. These are fallen angels. And they call themselves the unusual creations, different. People come here and they say, apostle teaches us things of the sky. These are not of the sky. These are of the journey of heaven. The journey of salvation. My journey and your journey. Journey of those who live before us. Journey of us living now. Even those who are coming. To the coming back of Jesus. This is our journey. All we study is in your Bible.
Most
go research on the internet. You would never find them there. You will find things you don't understand. God's blessed Uganda and even our friends, all who love God in the world, even reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Satan, where will he escape this time from us? Where we end, we shall study. How did he become Satan?
And
how did he throw down the angels? How
did
he become as demons of
glass?
They will come at the end, where we end with principalities.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, From verse 4. Bible says this.
Second
Corinthians 4 from verse 4.
Katondo we mirembe jino beyaziba amaso ga magezi gabwe abatakkiriza omusana gwenjiri eyekitiibwa eya Kristo oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda gulemenga okubaakira.
Owulidde bulungi?
Have you heard well?
Katonda w'emirembe gino ye Satan.
The God of this age, Satan.
He said,
the God of this person works.
The
God of the other place works.
You know
the God of that place. Of the other person. No. That is Satan himself. What they do,
they
are blind the eye of your mind. Not accept the gospel.
To light,
new light of knowledge. Listen to that word. Ephesians 6:12 has said, the reign and darkness of this world. Not darkness of the day that is night. No. Darkness of ignorance. The God mind of people shut it within them. Those in clans and nations, they know they worship their dead relatives. They have built shrines for them and they rest. That they blinded their eyes into that. But ask yourself, to prove they can make you foolish,
and you
lost like 400 relatives in your clan, and only 5 come back onto the heads of the livings, and they come back on the heads, you don't ask them where your colleagues are. Praise Jesus. You tell me, in the clan that I was in, we had 300 demons coming on all heads of the living. All relatives
would
die, they come back then. And look at what those are ones you worship. So when they come on the heads, you are like, you open your eyes like that. Your forefather. You open your eyes like that, like them. They first corrupted that mind.
Not
you can't reason even that now. 5 demons are what always come.
I don't know, just sing,
and you might find
the
ones in every clan, they have the same name.
Don't
ask you if you are forefathers. Where are your other colleagues? You had physical clans, not that? You had demons there. How many were there? You give us of that point. You speak something about that. How many demons did you see come back on the heads of the living? Where is this grandfather and the other? They first protrude eyes to you like that. And they strike you with fear. You cannot ask them. Now look at that one. Are your forefather? You gave me a blood. You cut me a goat. If we didn't come on heads of the living,
we
would have slapped that spirit.
But
let me slap it, the slaps of the word of God
and
the armies of angels and saints. The point you get angered, I tell you.
And
you know what comes on the head of someone as it speaks. Are your forefather? You slap it. When did you become my forefather? But don't slap those people. Or you will inflict pain on the one possessed. The demon jumps out, lifts them.
So when
you go in the shrines with a gun, you shoot bullets. They remember the battle they chased them from heaven. And they know it has resumed. And they run off.
See,
the one they say have demons of clan.
No,
you see eyes like those ones.
You
say you fallen angel, take away your funny eyes.
In
the name of Jesus, you lose hold of this one.
People insist
they let me call angel of chains. Don't you wonder, Oris? If someone protrudes eyes, you had a small eye, a demon comes in them. What's come on them as protruded the eye big like that? Yet the fallen angels have big eyes.
They
think for putting us on internet. Those images you find them there.
When
they speak of aliens.
We
found them in their bases.
Where
they break or have book and schemes.
We
started with that schemes of Satan, you know that. That we started there. In the schemes of Satan. They have found these three bases, they planned them from there.
They sit there
hiding their castle from the Lord. And you hide your castle from God in this world where he created. That too foolishness troubles them. Let's read verse 6.
First Corinthians
second Corinthians 4 verse 6.
2 Corinthians 4 verse 6. Kubanga Katonda yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyaka mu mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Olunyolo musanvu. Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya ebyebbumba. Amaanyi ennyo. So
have you
heard well? God's commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness.
Started
put this treasure to us who believe
us
that light of knowledge and pour and follow it with power after we've got knowledge, the much power which is in his word
and
is for many angels, the holy ones who chase Satan from heaven. Time we are to work with them. We shall hold demons in the entire world.
You
know the call we have as Uganda.
God is worldwide promised to call upon Uganda.
Uganda. What's to come from us? In knowledge alone. Even in working. And the amazing. This is exceeding wisdom. In knowledge which is filled up well. If
a God
doesn't explain where Satan bases attack
about,
you have to contend this is wisdom, not praise Jesus much. Let me tell you, God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness.
Can
shine it in our hearts. In the treasure, he put them in the vessels of clay.
Sent
power to ruin Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, in every place where they are basing. For the progress of knowledge, it's going to smell around in every place.
And now
they hear that progress. What is that? What is coming for us? What's
attacking?
Those speaking of us. But where are they basing? We are in Zana, Kampala. In the Uganda part of Africa. Where
he
stood to do the final work. On the planet Earth. God's final work. Praise Jesus much.
He is
where we are right here.
They
bring the progress in 2 Corinthians. In the chapter 2.
Second
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
Naye Katonda yebazibwe atutwala bulijjo ng'abawanguzi mu Kristo n'atubikuza evvumbe ly'okumumanya ye mu buli kifo.
Mu buli kifo kyonna.
In every place.
Evvumbe ly'okumanya Katonda.
Progress of knowledge of God.
Ne biyatonda.
In those he created.
Nga bwe tulaba leero.
As we see today.
Ebiri mu kitundu ekyawansi.
Those in the rim below.
Eggulu ery'okuna mu kutonde
bwe. Created heaven.
N'obujuvu bwali.
In its fullness.
Era katulaba abamasaza.
Now we see principalities.
Satan and
his fallen angels. There are three bases. First, in the kingdom of the stars that we are seeing today, after we shall see under the ocean, then we see in the underground bunkers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That fragrance,
sure,
no one has ever rain from God. And these are most hidden far. Principalities.
What,
things in heaven and earth.
Are
them too, there is where they are. Where will they run
to
from the Spirit of God?
Now,
the fragrance of knowledge is something it is doing to them now.
There is a
video they released. Time has come, power of God to be revealed. And they titled that film The Two Witnesses. Their time has reached to come. Yes. It's a film.
I downloaded it.
They say time has come. God to lose his power through his two witnesses. Not get explained well. But the message came out.
They
don't know where is it, when and in which place. You know, progress and this is smelling. Progress, where is it?
Abakorinse ekyokubiri, esura eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
Kubanga tuli vumbe ddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda. Kubanga tuli vumbe ddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda. Mwabo abalokoka ne mwabo ababula.
If you get lost to, we are a progress to you.
Bakolinso kya kubiri esule iyo kubiri olunyiriri ole 10 omukaga.
2 Corinthians 2 verse 16.
Eliaba ababula tulivumbe eliva mukufa elileta okufa. Na ye elibali tulivumbe eliva mubulamu elileta obulamu. Erebyo ani abiyinza. Olunyiriri ole 17. Kubanga tetulinga bali abasinga obungi. Abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda. Naye oluwamazima, naye oluwa Katonda, mu maaso ga Katonda, bwe tutyo bwe tuogera mu Kristo.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard very well?
Eri abayingira obulamu butagwawo.
Those entering eternal life.
Tuleete vumbe eririkiza mu bulamu.
Progress entering them in life.
Eri abatakkiriza.
Those who don't believe.
Era vumbe lya kuzi tulireeta lya kufa ojja kuzikirira.
To death and destruction.
Tulisigala tukubuulidde.
We remain preach it to you.
Ngagamba tulinga abangi.
Not like many.
Bali abasinga obungi.
Those many of them.
Abatabangula
ekigambo. Who corrupt the word of God.
Ne olw'amazima.
But by his truth.
Mu maaso ga Katonda.
Before God.
Ku lwa Kristo.
On this Christ's sake, we face the word of God as it is.
The
John of heaven is moved in the Bible. Don't expect it's a story.
Don't
say that I reached the sky and I found the base of demons and they are there. And as they were there and now and they faced them and they attacked the world and they corrupted human people's minds. Not like that. The word of God.
It
means what on those issues?
It's
the John of heaven is more from the Bible.
Bible,
what it spoke, where they are.
Their
rightfulness, how it is. That's the much light. Shining in the nation of Uganda. Spread to the entire world. The light of knowledge.
Now,
as he told you,
Ephesians
6:12, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities, the rulers, the powers of darkness, the rulers of the world who reign in darkness of this world, darkness of ignorance, the light of the word of God, and those of the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realms. The Bible says in Ephesians, Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 3, tells you of the powers of the air and their prince Satan. Ephesians 2 from verse
1. bye mwatambuliranga mwedda ng'emirembe egy'enseno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu w'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga omwoyo gukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira olinnya olwokusatu
owulidde bulungi
omwoyo ogukoza mu baana
abajeemu
okugoberanga
to following
omukulu owamanyi owamanyi g'ekizikiza ag'omubbanga
to follow the prince of the power of hell
mpaka oluzungu
give us of English version display that
nsomeko ku Bible y'oluzungu
let's read the English Bible we see
banji kumwe munsi
many of you in the world
mugoberedde Satani bulijjo
you have followed Satan always
Namugamba mbumuli
kubajjajjamwe. You say you are on your forefathers. We mizimu
jebikane nnimi na
mawanga. Demons of your clans, nations and languages. Naye
mubaddenga mugoberera.
But you have been following.
Sitani.
Satan.
Ne ba malaika baba.
And his fallen angels.
Arisoma nyino rokubi.
Let's read the verse 2.
In which time past,
era mubire byaita.
You walked according to the course of this world.
Mwatambulyanga makubo genseno.
According to the prince of the power of the hell.
Eri omuyangira owamanyi agomubanga.
The spirit that works in the children of disobedience.
Omoyo ukola mubana abajem.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
We moyo ogukoza.
Spirit.
Buli ajemera Katonda.
Everyone rebelling against God. And his words.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bali mu bwengule
eri. They are in the air.
Ero badoga tukuba emiye jo mubanga.
The spirit of the air.
Omanyi gerega fe.
The winds of a clan came. You've been on which winds?
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus much. The winds of the clan came upon me. But wind of which clan are you talking about? The one in charge of them, Satan.
It's
in charge of the fallen angels. They appear as demons of clans. And they lie to you. When I'll die, I'll join on the wind of my forefathers who died.
They are
put you in hell if you don't get saved. Not join on the winds of your clan. That day you will know all along they lied to you. You
were
followed with this world and things in it. Your leader,
the
prince of the power of air, this evil spirit, working in the children of disobedience. Every rebellion you rebel against God, that's been the one who led you in that, Lucifer. Even his fallen angels.
They
best that direct in your head what you have to do. Magically.
If
they say now speak vulgar, do it quick. They cut off your heads. They have copies of them to themselves. They cut a photocopy of your head and they move with them in heaps. They hold them in heaps.
You find
heads of people like 10, 30, 40, 500. He carries them as a heap of heads. If he wants to tune, he goes there. He pierces on you. Go commit fornication. Go steal. Now you rebelled on the one who
refused
to believe it and you repent. They cut off a photocopy of your head. You think all long people did this out.
You
can make a scarecrow name it your name. And when he wants to
pierce
your heart, he pierces your scarecrow. And you're there. That is what we call magic.
Powers,
darkness of Satan. And the sorcerer is out there. And they put a basin of water. You're sleeping in your bed home. You Mwanga. Come here quick. And you unclothe your body, come in his basin of water. Why did you do this to this person? Leave me alone. We'll leave you why. We are going to beat you. In the bed you're crying.
All along,
you didn't know how they move spirits of people around.
Move
them from here to there. The world gave themselves the powers of darkness.
And
you are in sorcery.
The
false apostles and prophets. In the dead religions. Religions of sorcery. Now a priest has a shrine that he claims to be on God. You
don't
become a priest to go settle yourself with your demons of your clans. Now the truth is this.
This
world you move by, you see, it is secular, yet it holds the things. Ask of God. Ask God.
Why
did you put us in this small planet?
And
yet there are other planets.
He will
tell you the secret.
The
good in it, he put food in these rivers.
You can
eat, restore strength to seek
planet
him. Other planets have no food.
Then
do we reach them in our journey? You
were
on this planet Earth.
There are
other big planets. There is no food there. There are no fruits. There are no streams moving. Which are like of this planet Earth.
Ask
why you put planet Earth all the things, eatings and all good things that you eat, restore strength. You seek God. Even though it's not far from each one of us.
But
we went on this food you ate. After you went, fought for Satan to serve him. I wonder whether Satan grows food. You
too
much, you know well. Satan doesn't grow food.
When
you go in the garden, you say, my God, you've given me food. After you branch off to Satan's side. Let's have a hand raised there.
Bakuwa mzindaro.
Mbade nsawa kunta angaza muko.
Apostle, I'm requesting to be enlightened.
Awoga ambienti. Aba ita mazi.
There you say, as they call you in the water.
Then birine bijan orina ata niko kunyenya.
And someone begins to shake.
Awo vifiri dewa wawe bitudeo.
What is seated there to cause that experience?
Yes, he was.
Then you want answer me, when you answer me that,
I'll ask you another to connect on that.
Your
you body. Both ask them all once.
Auntie, what do you want to wear?
This someone that used to be wage.
Kakati wawe na okurumbaga na kuruana ngana kwa mani.
Attacks.
Data neva gamanti. Bagenze kuchime virara. Bagenda motoka ni bajana vyo. Bagenda batwara motoka ni bareta motoka. Ate ni badamu ni baruana. Au babishimye wa. Wawe wababitele sewe wevivira.
Wakati, olistani nga goba
Satan. Now, Satan, when he chases Satan,
babira mkatema nga baza
njia kuku. They are in drama playing on you, the person.
Wagenze nona stani umulare jini.
That they are going to pick another devil. They are right there. There is a demon using money in the Acts 16 in the verse 16 unto 20.
The
demon make money, they play on people.
In
drama they are going to raise money from you. That there are others remaining to, we have to go pick them, yet they are right there. Other they make call them demons making money. You read them in the
Ephesians.
In the Acts. Now they fought with a prayer warrior. That prayer warrior, I'm not sure he used the Holy Spirit. He moved on use a senior demon. We were speaking the other from where? They attacked him in his house. And he was praying. And them say they are finished. And they come off dawn. As they came back that they have come. And they resumed. Who hears all that? Have you read of schemes of Satan?
Neda.
Okay. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, we are not like those who don't know schemes of Satan. When you know schemes of Satan, you can understand Acts 16 and the verse 16 into
20.
There are demons who had their master and they were making money. But they were at a place where they prayed from. And they led that prayer. And they are leading the prayer of chasing the other demons. Matthew 12 comes to pass. Jesus told the Pharisees, if you say I use a senior demon to chase these demons, your sons were chasing using what?
They were using
senior demons to chase junior demons. We started that in schemes of Satan.
Now
the devil sit in their meetings and they say, this shrine should be which, this one should be for healing, but they are all the same. And they play on you that there are demons which they bewitch and others who take them away. Demons, the good ones and the bad ones. The other bewitched, these ones take away the witchcraft.
Yet, they all make
deal to pervert you.
They sit
this in the sky, in the stars, and they sit them in underground. And they say, these people, these senseless children, what can we do? To corrupt all of them.
How
they advanced shrines
this
day. They knew you've read from sorcery. You've
read
from sorcery to salvation. They put their fake salvation. In Revelation 2:9, and it says, I see a child of God in that place, in the synagogue of Satan. You go there, they give priests as in the shrines. They give rings, handkerchiefs,
apple,
holy rice, water. And these are typical
advanced
shrines which are not advanced. If you see the one chasing demons, he has a demon. The way he acts like that, and he chases them like that. Not known schemes of Satan. Maybe you are new here. You seem to be new here. People here don't ask that. They knew long the conmanship of the devils. He's a conman.
They even
hear a motorcycle passing, moving.
Oh, magic.
That is magic. It's not a real motorbike.
Then
you hear a car is moving off, coming to park. It's branching to your home. As there you hear they're coming on the head of someone. We have arrived. Now see, Satan, you've never known of him. You just heard of him. Never known him, but you've heard of him. Never known them, but you've heard of them. I cannot refuse you to hear, but knowing is another. Bible says in Isaiah 6, hearing they will hear, but they will never understand. Seeing they will see, but they will never perceive. It happened on the entire world. They had demons. They did not understand them. And they saw as if they've come on health of the living. How do they appear? Looking and asking is not there. Bible ended saying, none of them understands. None of them. They accept not God. Seeking him to know him. When you know God is the one who can tell you who Satan is.
He
was the one who created him.
He was cherubim
and he was holy.
And
he messed and it moved out of truth. It did not stand in truth. God cast all the power he had given him. It filled the curse. That's why it's called the power of darkness.
We
shall reach that as we wrap up this heading.
Praise the Lord.
Yebazwe
mukama. Now, Apostle, our conversation is on principalities.
Mustume tuli mukusoma kuba masaza.
And we say that they are located in the stars kingdom.
Erabagamba bali mu munyenye.
In Genesis, God said, let us make a man and he dominates planet
Earth.
Obviously, a man has sinned. Now you also note in Matthew 18:18, the Lord Jesus said that we can bind the devil.
Christ to...
Now, from the stars kingdom where they are, if we bind the devil, so where do we send him to? Because we know that we can't, we do not, I heard you say that you don't chain him, we bind him.
Now would it come again?
We do not chain him. We don't have that. But if we bind him, now from this fourth created heaven, where should we send him?
Because,
let me put it this way. What is our strategy? Because we are not fighting him. We want to make sure he goes to where he belongs. What strategy should a single person like me or anybody do to deal with these forces?
Yes, it was
very praise Jesus much. In the third heading, in things in the realm below, the fourth created heaven,
we've
just seen of hell, the prison of God, and the bottomless pit, where they imprison all rebellious spirits of people rebellious,
those
rebelled for Satan and his fallen angels. Even fallen angels abound there. Matthew 18:18. If you authority, what you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. What loose, it will be loose. Authority is not in our hands to bind them. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus
much.
Means what we want to cause them to be bound, have no strength to bind them, but the strength is in the Holy Spirit.
Speaks
in the Acts 1:8. When the Spirit will come, he will give you power.
But
when he empowers us, he must give it in us through the word. This in the John 6:63. The words I say to you, they are spirit and they are life. But give the scriptures and
based
in them.
This
John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask what you need, it will be done to you. But there is an army of angels in charge of fulfilling the words of the Holy Scriptures. Psalms 103:20.
Yes,
the angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God, listen to the voice of the word.
So,
the journey for us to cause them be bound begins in the Holy Spirit who empowers us.
Say
in Matthew 10, I give you authority on evil spirits to chase them
and
to heal forms of sickness. But where is the power? Acts says, Acts 1:8, when the Spirit will come, he empowers us.
Zachariah
involves not by human strength, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus,
man.
The Spirit of God has levels he put for you. After you enter in spirit, he will point you on the Holy Scriptures. Scriptures involve those of angels of chains, and you point on them
to move
on, capture demons binding them in the bottomless pit. You direct them as the Scriptures are.
And
they leave you on the commanding post to command them in that war. But you don't just stand there. Even though you've clapped, it is good. You have to pass through Ephesians 6 and the verse 10
and
to
17.
First, make the armor on yourself as a warrior. Preparation of the gospel of peace and the boots of war.
The
angels will see you move in the gospel well and you tie the truth in the waist. As a soldier appears,
it's
a belt of a soldier. That truth is the Christ. John 14 and the verse 6.
But himself
came the scroll written about him. That's the Bible. And you wrap tied it on yourself. You know it well.
You
clothe the blessed breath of righteousness. Righteousness, Romans 10, verse 9 to 12, says it comes from believing. Faith has never come from elsewhere. Romans 10:17 says faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
After you receive
faith in the chest,
faith
hears the word of God, which says
you've
gotten the blessed breath, and it's tightened with acts of faith.
That's
why they tell you the shield of faith in your left hand. The shield of faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. And you can't believe when that word is twisted, and then you make a shield. Remember, a shield settles the arrows penetrating it. If faith comes from hearing, hearing the word of God,
hear
it as it moves. Isaiah 28 and the verse 9. 10 to 13, you hear command by command, scripture by scripture, 2 to 4 commands, 2 to 4 scriptures from the Old Testament and the New, and to make a strong shield for yourself.
You're
going to command a prayer of warfare. After
you
get the double-edged sword, Hebrews speaks of it, 4:12, it's the word of God. Why double-edged?
As
the Old Testament and New, you must hold it in this hand, you understand it well. You must have a helmet of salvation on it, the Holy Spirit, came in the Acts 2, in the 3, in the 5.
In tongues,
fire came on the head. Helmet of salvation. You're meant to overcome, for the greater one is in you. And then you enter command that war.
So
no coming. I
call
the gospel this time. I put the bell. I put the blessed plate. I get the shield. I get the sword. Helmet of salvation.
We go in the battle.
I come in the name of
God.
You are on drama then. They will beat you. You will do nothing there. You begin call manship of Satan. I close the gospel. You think it's a skirt?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Shall move on again and the other time.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Move on to see principalities. Let's first rise on our feet.
At least.
We attack. Let's read the verse 10. As they're going to attack.
Ephesians 3:9. Balabe okugaba kw'ekyama bwe kuli. Ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda lyonna mu Katonda eyatonda byonna. Olunnya olw'ekkumi. Kaakano abaamasaza n'ab'obuyinza mu bifo eby'omu ggulu bategeezebwe mu kkanisa amagezi amangi aga Katonda ag'engeri ennyingi.
Owulidde?
Have you heard?
Kaakano abaamasaza.
Right now, principalities. Tell them we've gotten wisdom. What concerns them? We want to attack them. Wisdom taught to us. Have you heard it well? Let's repeat it. Let's repeat it. Ephesians 3:10.
Kakana abamasaza nabo buyinza mu bifo eby'omuggulu bategeezebwe mu kkanisa. Amagezi amanja ga Katonda agengeri nyingi.
Kakana abamasaza.
Now principalities.
Abamanyi go muwengura.
Rulers of the power of the air.
Bategezibwe mu kanisa.
Let there be no one.
Amagezi ga Katonda agatubikulidwa agengeri nyingi.
Build us of many ways. Verse 11.
Abefeso esule yo kusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Ephesians 3:11.
Ngo kumalirira bwe kuli mu Kristo Yesu. Mukama waffe.
Ngo kumalira bwe kuli.
As the determination is.
What the
purpose of God is.
Olw'ekkuminebbiri.
Abefeso esula ya kusatu. Olunyiriri olw'ekkuminebbiri.
Ephesians 3:12.
Mwetujja obuvumu bwaffe. N'okusembera n'obugumu olwo.
Tumaze okufuna obuvumu.
Gotten boldness.
Twagala otegeeza abaamasaza.
One to tell principalities.
N'abamanyi ng'ekizikiza ag'omubbanga.
Darkness of the air.
Amagezi mu kanisa zonna
we. In all churches.
Tumwogereko mu magezi ga Katonda gatubikulize.
Wisdom of God is revealed us.
N'ekigendererwa. Era nga tuli bavumu nnyo.
And be very bold.
Katugoloke ku bigere
byaffe.
Tusooke tubakangavule.
We first beat them.
Tubakangavule.
We begin
to discipline
the best thing in the church.
Tubategeze.
We tell them.
Tebalina buyinza.
They have no poverty.
Era tubikulidwa mu magezi ga Katonda.
Build the wisdom of God.
Waje basinzira okukola ebikolobero byonna.
Do all the
nga bayiganya ensi.
And the honor of the world.
Kitaffe omuyinza ebintu
byonna. Father Almighty.
Tukugulumiza.
We glorify you.
Tukudize ekitiibwa
n'ettendo. We give you glory and honor.
Tukwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi.
Thank you for the good time.
Otuwadde mu kubeera
wo. Even us in your presence.
Twakedde ku lusozi luno
olutukuvu.
Era okuyigirizibwa
kwe. And to be taught you, Lord.
Abo watugamba mu Isaya. Esule y'okubiri.
Chapter 2.
Yosoka pakulu
okutaano.
Kya amawanga.
That nations.
Gali kulukutangajja ku lusozi
luno.
Okuyigirizibwa gwe
Katonda. Naba
mukama tuzze.
Nabasuubiza
mu Mika esula ey'okuna. Nti bonna balijja ku lusozi lwa
Mukama.
Okuyigirizibwa Katonda. Kubanga olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama ye kanisa. Mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma luliyimusibwa waggulu. Ayi Mukama. Otuyimusizza mu magezi ag'okumanya.
Bwe
tusanze omwoyo omutukuvu ku lusozi olutukuvu luno n'atuyigiriza okugasa.
Nabo
wagamba mu Isaya 8:8. Onyole 17.
Naba
nze Mukama abayigiriza okugasa. Era abalage ekkubo
lyomba mukwatamu.
Ayi Mukama otukulisizza. Kuba omwoyo omutukuvu gw'oyogerako ssebo
mu
Yokaana 14
olw'abirimu 16
ogamba nti siribalekanga bamulekwa era ndibatumira omubeezi
ye
mwoyo omutukuvu bw'alijja alibayigiriza byonna alibajjukiza byonna laba atuyigiriza ayi Mukama kuba amasaza abateeka ekitebe kyabwe ekikulu mu bwakabaka bwe munyeenye
n'Obadiya
esula esooka olunya olusooka paka olw'okuna ayi Mukama
Oh
kwagala okutanula okulumba olutalo luno ayi kabakabaka abaamasaza emyeyo egy'obubi egivugira mu bwengula bwakabaka bw'emunyeenye amaanyi g'ekizikiza ag'obulogo n'obusamize n'ebiringa ebyo nabo otugamba efeso esula ey'okusatu onyola ekkumi kiseera okutegeeza abaamasaza n'abaamaanyi ag'omutwe by'omu bbanga bategeere mu maanyi g'ekkanisa amagezi ga katonda agabikkuliddwanga leero sobe kinafu omuyiza ebintu byona ng'omaze okutuyigiriza ebigambo bingi ebikwatagana ku baamasaza twagala otutwala obuyinza bwewatuwa mataayi sula ekkumi olunyosoka lwokubiri timadde obuyinza budayimoni zonna okuzigobanga n'obuyinza obwo tubutegedde mu zakariya nnya mukaaga sirwa maanyi sirwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo wa katonda tusaba omwoyo wa mukama atukulemberemu mu kaseera kano nga bwekyawandikibwa balumi esula omunaana kumi na nnya paakumi na mukaaga abakulembera omwoyo wa katonda ebaana ba katonda tusaba omwoyo omutukuvu okusabika atuma esula esooka onyola omunaana atuwa amaanyi tugenda kulumba baamasaza obwakabaka bw'emunyeenye mu pulaneti endala zonna ku nsi kuno mukama mu underground ne mu mazzi wansi ne mu nsozi ne mu biwonvu ne ku nsolo zonna ez'omu nsi leka omwoyo omutukuvu mukama atuwa amaanyi okwenganga bano bonna emyeyo egy'obubi zakariya esula esooka kumi na munaana paka abiri mu lumu ge mayembe agalumba abaana ba katonda okubasaanyawo obutabaganya kuyimusa muntu okutegeera eggulu newankwadde ebiriyo okubalemesa okuba obulungi wansi w'enjuba nabonaku olwaleero mukama wabikula mu zakariya abasagguzi abapefesi abakola wamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu era nga bwotuma omwoyo omutukuvu ayi mukama mu zabuli kikumi nnyasatu otuma omwoyo gwo n'ebitondebwa n'osabuja amaaso g'ensi tusaba otuma ejira bamalayika ayi katonda fumiza ebintu bina boyogera kwa bibulaniya esula esooka kumi na ssatu paakumi na nnya bamalayika jemeyo ekitumibwa nga bagenda okuweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi ayi mukama otumire ejira bamalayika abalwanyi b'entalo abasagguzi basaggule emizimu bagifefete mu bwengula okuva mu bbanga okuva mu wansi mu nnyanja okuva mu underground mu nsozi mu biwonvu ku mitwe gy'abantu ku mitwe gy'ensolo leka otume ejira bamalayika bayitemu leero mu linnya lya yesu okulumba emizimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza bagisembunya obutakoma okutula kuna ku lw'omusango bayibuli yegamba matayo kumi na bbiri abiri mu mwenda tosobola kuyingira mu nyumba ey'owamaanyi n'onoona emirimu gye okugyeko ng'osoose n'okwata oyo n'omusiba yimusa eddoboozi lyo otume ejira bamalayika abasagguzi abapefesi banoonye emizimu mu bwengula mu nsozi mu biwonvu mu mitwe gy'abantu mu nsolo mwansi mu nnyanja mu underground sindika ejira bamalayika erisagguzi erikola wamu naffe okutuukiza ekigambo kya katonda bayibuli yegamba zabuli kikumi ssatu kumi na mwenda n'abiri nti bamalayika be bazira b'amaanyi abatuukiza ekigambo kya katonda omuli eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kya katonda tume ejira bamalayika ng'ekigambo kya katonda bwe kiri bayitemu leero okulumba ebizimu malayika mayiko yitemu leero bayibuli yekugamba mu daniyeri esula ekumi n'ebbiri nti mayiko omulangira wamwe alibayimirirawo mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma malayika mayiko yitamu mu bwengula yitamu kwata baamasaza kwata baamasaza batege siba kwatira ddala emizimu mu linnya lya yesu mwana ya katonda omulamu gyonna egiri ku mitwe gy'abanabbi b'obulimba abatuma ab'obulimba gyonna emizimu egiri ku banabbi b'obulimba abawuliza b'enjiri ab'obulimba abasumba b'obulimba egiri mu masabo egiri mu madiini lumba tume ejira malayika mayiko malayika mayiko n'ekibinja kyo naye mwalwana mu kubikulirwa esula ekumi n'ebbiri onyola omusanvu paka olw'ekkome ne mugoba sitaani ne bamalayika b'emukulu ne kankano muyiteemu leero mutufuula abawanguzi n'okukirawo bayibuli yegamba baruumi esula ey'omunaana olunywa asatu mu ennya paka asatu mu mwenda katonda wabeera kuserya omulabe ffe y'ani tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo era tufuula abawanguzi malayika mayiko mukama gwatuma mu linnya lye mu kubikulira esula y'omukaaga onyosooka n'olwokubiri ti malayika mayiko atudde ku mbalasa enjeru naawe bwengule n'omutego n'agenda nga awangula malayika mayiko yitamu olwaleero yitamu bwengula mukama akuliize oyimusa eddoboozi kululwo ne baganda baffe mu nsi yona otume ejira bamalayika abalwanyi b'entalo bayitemu leero mu linnya lya yesu mwana wa katonda omulamu mukama bayibuli yegamba nasooka baka ekyokubiri esula y'omukaaga onyola ekumi n'esatu paka olw'ekumi n'omunaana nti abali kusaidya ffe bangi osinga bali mu nsi n'aba mukama Nabi Elisha aragira kubikula mazugazi arabekera malaika eri kusaidia fe aimu kama tunejereba malaika kusaidia fe tulituma lero malaika maiko itamungo sagura sagura mizimu ejarumba amakanisa ga katoda musiona agarumba abana ba katoda emisimu jena tujisagura ejama nabi wabulima abatuma wabulima basuma wabulima kujiwengira wabulima amadini ago wabulima oburoko zo wabulima obweto bese wakati buroko zo mutufu aimo kama tukwa mani gawe kona getu zikisa na imoni zema kosa emizimu zema kosa ukule kula jokeru wako niko wama tumekumina mkaga onyele kumina mkaga paka makumi ya abili nama aimo kama paulo na agaba kuwa mwe wakatona kula gira guwa mzimo mfeko mwaringari ya yesu mwana katona mnamo tutume jira mwana ikama iku mwana ikama iku nga itamu baibuli ya gamba matayo kumina bili matayo sule kumina bili orinyoro kumina mwenda na yeku gamba aika tunafumiza oh my God. Ketusila kunsi. Ketuna kanya mokunsi. Ayi mkama agena chikoda. Tu kanyo tumejire mamareka. Islami zimu. Tuma. Jire mamareka badone renge gari. Bible inga buwe gamba. Matayo kuminabili. Mabili mwenda. Kusabula kuyingira. Mwanyuba ya wamani. Nanone mene mji. Mkujia kongo kuwasi. No simo wamani. Tumejire mamareka renge gari. Bible ye gamba. Kumikuri wabili. Onyol soka. Jine mamareka. Tinenda mamareka. Na kutoru jekere wama urunene. Nechi sumulizo. Echobu nyamute nakwata ogusota sitani omuli olyo nakusiba munya obutakoma tutumejere mareka mareka wanjegere itamurero itamareka wanjegere mutume mareka akuwereze mutume akuwereze mutume akuwereze mutume mareka wanjegere mutume akuwereze akwata emizimu amanyika chisikusa akarumba bulambo akarumba emini mutemi kono cho akarumba zateri akarumba famire yo mwinyari ya yesu mana katondo mulambo tumejere mareka wanjegere akwata emizimu akisimaye baibuli yeyogera kubikuriwa mwenda Kumiarumo, maraika kabakoyo, akuri yama maraika, abamu nyota koma, maraika badori, ijamu nengegere, Nigeria, ijamu nengegere, Nigeria, ijamu nengegere, sime mizimu, sime manje chizuzi, edogo msamese, nebiringeli, ebiri kana nimi, nama wanga, ebiri kana nimi, nama wanga, ijamu mayuganda, sime mizimu, bata sima, abamu nyota koma, sime abamu nyota koma, ibuli yekamba, judi yamukaga, maraika, abata kumalitiwa miamu. Abakumina munja kere wasu wabunya butakoma wasu muchizikusha sibira dala munja butakoma pita chokubiri esule okubiri munyoro kuna tusibe mizimo munja butakoma tumechire mamareka tusibe baibu ya kukirisa mataya yo kumina munana onyoro kumina munana tuburi chona asiba kusi nemo guru chisibe buri chona asumuga nemo guru chisumuga echire mamareka weriri okutu kirisa esikamba chakatona siba sibise mizimo jisibise jisibise nabo to simisa mubira biri wakosa manyi manji agomo biri leta kano okurembe dwa mu omoyo wakatonda nejere mamaleka abawere zaba nafe bayo liye gamba kubikuwa biri mubiri onyola kuruwa mnana pakoro mwenda timareka na gamba tuli makosi wa mnamo pato chikamba chakatonda kakano tatu cha sima kuwa fefeka netu sima nejere mamaleka benjegeri simisa ya mizimu ejarumba familia yo nejere meso kuroboka nejere meso kumanya mazima nejikupe mikisa jabu nebanya gebi ya mwe mwenyele yesu kubisa ya mizimu jisibise simisa mwenyele yesu mwana katunda mwenyele tumira kumareka omrilo tumamareka omrilo tumamareka omrilo baibuli ya mwogirako baibuli ya mwogirako mukubi kurira kumenanya kuna mnana nenda mamaraika nafwa kuchoto cha mkawa ya maraika kurira omrilo maraika kurira omrilo mutume atoro omrilo atoro omrilo kuchoto cha mkawa mechazapu chayo girako ezekeri esure ya kume maraika ayamba debafta na yesu yomu na giro mchi watu chena mchifuba na agena masikari kwa kerubi na atoro omrilo na agumasira kubigwa soda mune gomara mekando maraika omrilo ayo chamani agemi siyaga agomu Agomo samese amanya gare sebwati okurua zabana bakatuna go chebwe sirimwa yechebwe kasa yechebwe mziba byochebwe akarwa dagengere senja mareka omrilo yamongo yocha yochebiro osebifu yochebiro osebifu yochebiro osebifu yochebiro osebifu yaru mama gashiko yochebiro osebifu echa amanya gashikisa edogo na samese endo deza sirimu yocha mareka omrilo yocha yocha mekereo ejerio eriyama mareka omrilo basa kabake chokubiri esure
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. We glorify you. Give you glory and honor. Thank you for leading us in the name of Jesus.